Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Chris Vico, who's president of the Vico Group, her own organization, former corporate secretary for McKesson, and has now vast experience working with lots of other clients. And Chris has been working on the issue that I haven't had any personal experience with on directors getting their materials through iPads, which I'm hearing more and more is happening. And so especially with Apple putting out the iPad 3, I think later this year, which will have a UBS port, which might completely eliminate the need for laptops, I think we're going to see this exploding even more in the not too distant future. So I think it's a very timely podcast. So the first question for you, Chris, is what have you found when looking into this issue?
Sure. Thanks, Brock. I think the iPad's an amazing tool and really has so many uses. I saw someone use it on a panel the other night for his speaker notes, and I thought that was a great, great idea. Well, one of my clients recently rolled out iPads with their boards to be used for board materials and meetings, and I was asked after the fact about establishing some organization around the materials. The IT folks had led the project up to that point, and the general counsel wanted to create folders on the iPad to house various reference materials for the board. When I was in-house, I was responsible for overseeing the electronic delivery of materials to our board using a web portal, so I know what was involved with that project and was frankly excited to learn about how board members would use the iPads to view their materials and how that was going to be different from my earlier experience. Based on what I learned from the client's IT folks and their iPad consultant, I came away thinking that at least this current version of the iPad is not really set up to be used to house large quantities of highly sensitive materials, such as board materials, or even a set of folders. In this case, the client creates a PDF document for each board meeting that consists of the agenda and all of the materials. Then they email the PDF to the directors, and then the directors upload that one really long document to an iBook where it's stored on a bookshelf on the iPad and until it's removed. And I have to just say, this is not my favorite way. I also have some concerns about the material sitting on the iPad after the board meeting. Directors will consciously have to remove the document, which they may not always do. And I just think that there are some better solutions. I wanted to know what some others were doing, so I conducted a brief survey of my colleagues at the Society of Corporate Secretaries and Governance Professionals. About 10 respondents had or were in the process of making iPads available to their boards for viewing board materials, and most of them wanted to know what I was learning from the others I was talking with.
So that's 10 companies and not just 10 directors?
No, this was 10 companies.
Yeah, and that's pretty sizable, I think, response for a society survey.
And I feel like there are more. I feel like there are a lot more people doing this, but these were the people who responded and who agreed to talk to me. A couple of the people were waiting for iPad 2 that just came out for improved functionality. In some cases, the companies had already been using a board portal for secure electronic delivery of board materials, and so were just adding the iPad for the viewing capability. In other companies, they were actually using the iPad to roll out electronic delivery of board materials. But in all cases, the people I spoke with were really counting on the iPad to increase the acceptance of electronic delivery of the materials. Most were going to use one of the existing web portal providers rather than trying to create something themselves, which I really recommend. The reason I like this solution is that these providers have thought out the organization of the board materials. They have security features around who can see what, and at least a couple of the more well-known providers have very strong security around their systems. I know I used one of these providers with my board, and security was absolutely key. I think the iPad just adds a little more excitement around using a board portal, and at least for my client, it really has increased acceptance of electronic delivery, even though I think their current solution is not elegant. A few of the board portal providers have recently added iPad apps to make viewing and downloading materials possible. And one feature I particularly like is the ability to download the most recent set of materials directly to the iPad into a secure spot just prior to the board meetings, and so you're not relying on an internet connection during the meeting. I think this is important capability, and because you don't want any issues with a connection not being available. I've seen that problem with another client where the wireless connection would come and go during board meetings, and materials were only provided online, making some meetings really difficult. There should also be a feature whereby this local version of the materials is automatically removed from the iPad after a short period of time. The online secure portal will continue to have the meeting materials available, so the directors have continued access, but they're just no longer stored locally on the iPad.
Yeah, and I agree. I think spotty reception is a big problem. And that's interesting on your survey. That was really just when the iPad 1 was out. Now that 2 is out, I know that there's been, you know, Apple's been selling them like crazy. And, of course, now other vendors have their own tablets. And then, like I said, with iPad 3, I think we'll see. That's what I'm waiting for. And not that I'm the bellwether, but I think that we'll really see an explosion. Well, what about directors using the iPad for personal use as well as for business? How does that, any issues that causes?
Well, most of the people I spoke with said they really expect the board to be mindful of the company's policy regarding the personal use of company equipment. But they also wanted the board members to really get to know how the iPad worked, and so were comfortable with them, you know, sort of playing around with it and weren't really concerned about the directors downloading useful apps. One of the companies I spoke with provides online news content, and they really want their directors to use the iPad to see their product. And an IT security person that I know well and spoke with suggested that if a director had concerns about downloading any particular apps, they should just check with the company. The company may well have some standards around this. Shortly after the assignment from my client, I moderated a panel at the Society of Corporate Secretaries Essentials Program in Florida, and one of my panelists, Gina Merritt Epps, who's the corporate counsel and secretary at South Jersey Industries, spoke about successfully implementing a board portal, and she also had some really great materials on the subject. Brock, with her permission, I've sent her materials on to you for posting on your site. Gina's memorialized some really important tips that are obviously based on experience, and one of the points I really liked is that once the decision has been made to go this direction, get some key directors involved in the process and include at least one of the most resistant directors. I just thought that was a great tip. Another one of her some of her tips are when deciding on a web portal, consider its look and feel and ease of use so that the transition from a hard copy document is easier. And then select a web portal that prints the materials with ease, because not everybody views all of the materials online. They want to be able to to print out some things and read them at their leisure. Also, this is really important, I think, use the web portal to store other information such as contact information or materials used for director orientation. Certainly the meeting minutes, committee charters. You know, when I was in-house, we used to also upload individual director compensation statements and legislative white papers, the occasional law firm memo, all of which directors really found useful, and it drew them to the site more often. And they could just view these materials at their convenience. So just to finish up, I think there definitely is a trend happening here, and board members are more apt to accept electronic delivery of the materials if it involves an iPad rather than just through their regular desktop or laptop computers. There's just the coolness factor that wasn't present before. And there are also some really great cases that you can get to protect the iPads, one of which has a regular keyboard that that some people prefer. And I also recommend using one of the existing board portal providers rather than just trying to create something. But people should look closely at the providers that have developed iPad apps and, of course, the security offered by the provider for your confidential board materials continues to be at the top of the list of considerations. Also, a team approach to electronic delivery of the materials to the board is essential, and IT really does need to be involved. But I also think it's very important for the corporate secretary to be involved in the decision and in its implementation, as they're in the best position to know what's going to work best with the directors and for their own organization as the administrators. So, Brock, I'm happy to discuss this further with any of your listeners if they happen to have questions.
Yeah, I think many will, if not now, somewhere down the line, because I think this is definitely going to be like the mainstream way that materials will be delivered. One concern I also have is with the iPad 3. I think they're even reducing the size of the tablet from where it's now. And of course, one way to lose the data is actually losing the iPad. But if it's password protected, there are ways to make the device so that no one can get in other than the person who owns it. Even if you lose it on the bus.
I think if you lose it, there's got to be some capability to have it remotely shut off immediately.
Right.
So you've got to notify, if that happens, somebody's just got to notify the right people and have it just completely wiped clean.
Exactly. Well, thanks for your time. Great, great as always, Chris, and look forward to catching up with you again, as we always do.
My pleasure, Brock.